Mr. Zero's in Roseville, Minnesota, 55113. Carrying classic music, retro toys, vintage video games, and movies too at MrZeros.com. All right. Good day. Welcome to Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello 60s radio show. This week from London, England, the Yardbirds. This is Boom Boom from Fall of 1963 with Eric Clapton on guitar.
Shoot you right down and knock you off of your feet and take you home with me. I'll put you in my house. A boom, 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 boom. A boom, 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 boom. Yeah, 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 yeah. I love to see you strut when you're walking to me. When you're talking to me, that knocks me out. Now let's go. Like it like that, with your baby talk, when the way that you walk, you know it knocks me right down, knocks me off of my feet. A boom, 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 boom. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, 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 oh. How, 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 how. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, 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 now.
Just I am, I've had nothing but friends. There's a sun. the matter where it goes. You keep the ring in my nose. But I ain't got you. You got a tavern and a liquor store. I play the numbers. Yeah, 444. I got a mojo. Yeah, don't you know? I'm all dressed up with the place to go. I got a women to the right of me. I got a women to the left of me. I got a women all around me. But I ain't got you. No, I ain't got you. I play the numbers. Yeah, 444. I got a mojo. Yeah, don't you know? I'm all dressed up with the place to go. I've got a whimmer to the right of me. I got a whimmer to the left of me. I got a whimmer all around me. But I ain't got you. No, I ain't got you. No, I ain't got you.
Days that will excite and make you dream of me at night.
Six hit from March of 1965, For Your Love, with Eric Clapton on guitar. Before that, I Ain't Got You, from October of 1964. Opening our show, A Certain Girl, from May of 1964. This week, The Yardbirds. The show is dedicated to Karen, the biggest Jeff Beck fan I know. She inspired me to do the show on The Yardbirds this week. It's like Rob Forrest once said to me, thank God for Jeff Beck. The Yardbirds formed in London in 1963, and they lasted all the way up until July of 1968. They then became another famous band that's probably the most famous band on the planet Earth, and I don't need to discuss them at this time. In their tenure, the band put out 9 albums total with 17 singles. They were founded by Keith Relf on vocals and harmonica from Surrey, England. He was born on the 22nd of March, 1943, and he passed away from electrocution by playing his guitar in his basement. On the 14th of May in 1976, on drums was Jim McCarty from Liverpool, England. He was born on the 25th of July in 1943. On rhythm guitar was Chris Dreha from Surrey, England, born on the 11th of November 1945. On bass was Paul Samwell Smith, also from Surrey, born on the 8th of May in 1943. Their first guitarist was one Eric Patrick Clapton, born also in Surrey, England, on the 30th of March 1945. He was in the Yardbirds from October of 1963 to March of 1965. Coming up now, the Jeff Beck years, starting off with the number 9 hit, Heart Full of Soul, from June of 1965.
Tell her that I'll be there. And if she says to you, girl. Get along, sweet little woman, get along. Oh, grab round the drink and you're rolling all night long. 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 Where did he? I'm a hoe, about a different letter go. We'll be right back.
just heard the number 13 hit, Over Under Sideways Down, from May of 1966. Before that was the number 11 hit, Shapes of Things, from February of 1966. And before that, Train Kept a Rollin', from November of 1965. I found that one through Aerosmith myself. Apparently they were big Yardbirds fans. They did three different Yardbirds songs. Their second guitar player is Jeffrey Arnold Jeff Beck, born also in Surrey, England, on the 24th of June in 1944. He joined the Yardbirds in March of 1965 and lasted all the way up to November of 1966. I saw Jeff Beck at the State Theater in March of 2001. I did not get to meet him because he did not show up for the backstage meet and greet. Shame on you, Jeff. While the Yardbirds were transitioning from Jeff Beck to Jimmy Page on lead guitar, Keith Relf put out a solo single that was a number 50 hit in May of 1966. It is, of course, our theme song, Mr. Zero.
Diamonds of silvery rain in the fountains, and 10 cent red roses from department store counters. Watching the moonlight reflect off the river, beside where the trains cross the bridge and slow down. Trains with white letters on black iron sides, and wild rushing water that all rolls away. And little miss someone does not want to stay. Everyone's moving with places to go, and Mr. Zero, he sadly stands still. As the water goes one way, the train goes another. Mr. Zero stands still and miss someone, don't bother. Yesterday's kiss will be cold by tomorrow, as campfires of midnight dissolve in the darkness. The room is deserted, the blinds have been drawn. Little miss someone has packed up and gone. Fast moving cars disappear down the highway, with signs that say hitchhikers do not disturb. Mr. Zero looks quietly up from the curb. Morning has faded and shadows have grown, and little miss someone is on her way home. Mr. Zero stands watching, her plane flies above, and with frostbitten hands waves goodbye to his love. Walks through the park on a bright summer Sunday, and tapestry kittens that hung on the wall, they all die in the air like a soft minor chord. A vacancy sign and a bulletin board. Mr. Zero is wrapping his jacket around him, speaking kind words that should have been said long ago. But little miss someone does not want to know. The night is deserted, there's dust on the shelf. Mr. Zero sits lonely and talks to himself. It's too late to change, the fine line has been crossed. The charades are all done, Mr. Zero has lost.
Their third guitarist, probably one of the most famous on the planet Earth, James Patrick Jimmy Page, born in Middlesex, England on the 9th of January, 1944. He was in the band from June of 1966, yes, also with Jeff Beck, until July of 1968, until he formed another famous band that you can listen to on some other station. Coming up now, the Jimmy Page years, starting off with the number 30 hit from October of 1966, Happenings 10 Years Time Ago. That song actually has Jeff Beck and Jimmy Page playing dual lead guitars, the only one of its kind.
Time ago. putting a carpet on it. But can we not nail the face of the new girl?
Thank you.
from March of 1968, one of the last Yardbird songs, Think About It, also covered by Aerosmith. Before that, we heard the number 45 hit from July of 1967, Ha Ha Said the Clown. This show is recorded at Wishing Star Studios in St. Paul, sponsored by Jambots, Railroad Train for Android and iOS. It's a train game for your cell phone, folks. You should check it out. It's also sponsored by Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113. For the last 9 years, they carry records and CDs and cassettes, vintage video games, vintage toys in the package, and movies too, right next to Music Go Round. The show is also sponsored by Impact Guitar Picks from St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin. Play it like you mean it. And Amir Recordings out of Blaine, Minnesota. If you'd like to hear past episodes of this show, go to MrZeros.com, hit the podcast key, and you can check out over 60 episodes. If you'd like to read more about the artists we cover in our show, go to RoseoPatch.com. There's over 85 articles on the artists we have played. I am Mr. Zero. This is the Psycho Jello Show, and this was The Yardbirds. Mr. Zero.